Good morning. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. The time is 8:07. Currently fair skies and 48 degrees at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, scheduled at 8:20 is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. But I'm worried because in the last hour, she normally appears with Pat Kreitlow in the second hour of his show, in the 7 o'clock hour. So I'm always tuned into Pat as I'm getting ready for my show. And Brittany wasn't on. So I'm not sure what's going on here. I've not seen any message from Brittany. I'm hoping that she's going to be here. So now there's a little mystery, mystery to start off the show. So hopefully Brittany will be with us. Maybe the day is so nice to start off. She's already out there enjoying it. But we'll schedule to talk to Brittany Merlot at 8:20. Also coming up in the second hour of the program at 9:34. We are scheduled to be joined by Christine Daniels. She is the executive director of the Good News Project here in Wausau. And Good News Project is huge into recycling, a great place to recycle, especially those electronic equipment and other things that really are difficult at times to be able to get rid of. If you're looking to make sure you don't have a bunch of stuff hanging around your home or your apartment, in my case. But Christine Daniels at 9:34 will be joining us because this weekend, May 17th and May 18th, that is Friday and Saturday, the city of Wausau is hosting Cleaning Up Wausau, and the Good News Project is part of this, so we'll talk about that. Then coming up on May 31st and June 1st, the Good News Project will be heading up to Merrill doing a collection, helping out outside of Wausau, heading up to Merrill. And, of course, every Friday they have their weekly event going on at Clean Up Wausau, Clean It Up, I should say, at the Good News Project in order for you to get rid of those electronic pieces of equipment as well. Yeah. So Clean It Up Wausau coming up this weekend has been going on for more than a decade. It's been really a terrific event here in Wausau to
always
be able
better to do it that way. Otherwise, it ends up in a landfill, and that's just a waste.
And we'll talk more about absolutely everything else that's going on with the Good News Project as well. So, again, Christine Daniels, the executive director. Always good to get the top people in here to discuss what is going on. So she'll be joining us at 9:34 today here on the program. Well, it's be a good one. And Tuesday morning, it is the 14th day of May of 2024. We're almost to the midway point of another month as it just keeps on going by quicker and quicker and quicker. And I've said it before, I keep looking at my feet. I keep looking for that brake pedal because it is just going so very, very quickly. But we're going to enjoy this terrific weather. It looks like it's going to stick with us through tomorrow before some more rain comes in. We'll give you all the details again with Brittany, knock on wood, coming up in a few minutes. But before we go any further, I would be remiss if I did not introduce our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
All right. Okay. I got a little confused yesterday.
Okay.
Because you had said that, well, because I want to know whether or not you're on book or you're off book. Because you had said that you had thought you were off book, but then you realized maybe people were still on book. Are you off book now? Because sometimes when and I don't mean this in a bad way at all. There's so much stuff going on. I'm trying to think. I'm putting together. I got all these ideas that I put down in terms of what I'm going to talk about every day. And sometimes I'm not as disciplined as maybe some of the other hosts because when I put down my rundown and my boss, the program director, always says you got to have everything kind of set up, and I do. But then sometimes I'll get to the line of scrimmage like I'm Jordan Love. I'll look at the defense, and I'll call an audible. And I'll decide, I don't want to talk about this right now. I feel. I go by feel. I go by the vibe, my least favorite word. And I'll make a change at the line of scrimmage. So sometimes I'm still thinking. And we were talking, and I was thinking about, you know, what my next topic was going to be. And then I was later in the day, and I'm thinking, What exactly did I miss there? Because, I mean, whenever I've been in a show, I kind of know when we're on book and we're off book. And how the heck could Ian be saying, well, I thought we were off book, but apparently we're still on book. So where do you stand? Are you off book right now, or are you still on book?
Okay, so from last night's rehearsal, technically, we're still on book if you need it. However, some of us are trying to do things off book, just kind of get that early preparation in. But we are not officially off book until this Thursday and Friday. This Thursday and Friday, it'll be officially off a book. We won't have the book in our hands. And if we miss a line, we either have to
sink or swim.
Yeah, either work a pass it or a call for a line, but probably just for a couple of days because we can't get in the habit of saying a line every time. So if you miss a line, you're just going to have to try and move past it until you get to your next line, which is very important because don't have the cue line, then the next actor doesn't have their line.
But are you off book personally right now?
Yes.
Okay, you are
personally,
not.
I am off book.
You are not up there with a book in your hands.
Nope.
What is the percentage of people in your cast right now that still have a book in their hands?
Let's see.
No names necessary here.
No names.
Just roughly. Roughly.
I mean,
are there a number of people still with their books in their hands?
Kind of like the number of the day. But, no. Okay, I would say that...
Well, you'd better get this one right if I give you this as number of the day.
I'd say probably 40% of us are off book right now.
Man, come on, people.
So hopefully we can get that up to
90%. You got to get these folks off that book now. I mean, it's what, the 14th. You're 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away here from opening night.
Well, my character doesn't have a lot of lines, but the bigger parts. I mean, they have a lot of scenes they're in. A lot of lines they have to memorize, not to mention the lyrics of all the songs they have to sing, which is enough to memorize on its own. Because I know when I did Young Frankenstein, you know, I had to remember all my speaking lines and also all my singing lines as well. So trying to keep that like a separate and not a mix of the two was very difficult. So I understand how they feel. But they can do it. They can do it.
And I will say this as well. Sometimes that's why you have deadlines. I remember back in school. I mean, it's like, you know, you should have this term paper done, but you know, the deadline isn't for another week. You know, deadlines sort of focus people. And,
yes, they do.
And at that point, you finally, you know, ultimately do it. I think that if your deadline was last Thursday and Friday, those folks would have been ready to go. I mean, it's just, and everybody has their own different system. I just think there's a lot of folks that they need that deadline. They need, it's like tax day. You know, it's like some people get it done right away when they get their W-2s in early January. Other people just wait until they, you know, get to April the 15th and try to run to the, you know, back in the day when you run to the, remember in the day, and this is, makes me old, you would actually, you know, have a written sheet out. You'd have to actually fill out your tax forms and then run to the post office because on the final day before taxes were due, the post office would stay open late. They would stay open until midnight because then you would have the, you'd have to have your mail stamped before midnight in order for it not to be late. Nowadays, I think most people, I do it, my, you know, I have one of these electronic filers. I think most people probably still are electronic. I'm not sure, actually, to be honest with you. Maybe some people still.
I think a good amount of people probably do that.
Yeah, some people still run off and send their... you know, go to the post office. A few of them still do, but again, deadlines are just, you know, does, it has a funny way of focusing people, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I do agree that we are cutting it kind of close with being off a book, as we are 2.5 weeks, but technically only a week and a half away.
I know
from
that
tech
really
week.
It does really.
And we're definitely supposed to be off book by a tech week, so hopefully, you know, we can now focus in. Get those lines memorized and get the timing down.
Absolutely. And again, for folks, we've talked about this before, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in the future when we do actually have some of the members of the cast here and other members of the WCT. But this is a big event. I mean, this is an important event. But the combination of, it's a great show. Anything Goes. Again,
oh, yes, yeah, it's a very fun show.
It's a really, you know, it's a classic here in America when it comes to the stage. But after the news that came out that the WCT is suffering some financial issues, this one's big. I mean, we have to make sure that these shows are packed, don't we?
Absolutely. It helps to ensure the future of WCT, and we really need your support. It means a lot. Absolutely.
And absolutely as well. Make sure, go to the, no, number one, either go to the WCT website, but also to the WCT Facebook page. It has links there in order to get your tickets early. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't be like tax day, where you wait till the last minute. Get those tickets earlier.
At the door. But it might be a little patch if you wait at the door.
That'd be a good problem to have, though. Have a packed house, yeah. You know, have the lines.
And come to multiple shows. You don't have to go just once. If you really like the show, you can come back and see it all over again.
And as we always say, when you go to live theater, no show is ever the same.
It's never the same show twice.
There's always something that's the magic of live theater. So,
absolutely.
Again, we will, again, talk more about this as we get closer and closer. And folks out there who are with Ian in that cast, get off book. I'm going to push a little bit here. Get off book right now. The time is 8:18. Hey, mystery time. Will we talk to Brittany Merlot? Will we not talk to Brittany Merlot? We're going to find out coming up in about 90 seconds.
It'll be interesting.
But either way, we'll talk about what looks to be a pretty nice weather forecast for the next couple of days. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Forgot to mention as well in the first segment that, of course, you can also watch us by going to the Facebook page and the X page of Bull Falls Radio. Have a video stream. I have no idea why you want to watch a video stream of us talking on the radio. No. It's all good. It gives you a little bit of an additional feel into what we're doing over here. But again, facebook.com, x.com, just search out Bull Falls Radio. Then you can also make comments on the page and we can have a conversation that way. And also, again, don't forget you can either call or text us at 715-382-9297. I missed a lot of stuff in that first segment. 715-382-9297. One reason I was a little off is because as we are now joined by Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Brittany, one reason I was a little bit off in the first segment is because as I get ready every day, I'm tuned into Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. And one of the features of Up North News is Brittany Merlot was on there. And in the last hour, the first segment of the 7 o'clock hour, we're ready to hear from Brittany Merlot about the weather throughout the state of Wisconsin. And Pat says, well, we hope to hear from Brittany Merlot about the forecast at some point. And I'm thinking, where's Brittany? And then I thought, number one, that's not good for Up North News. And then number two, that's not good for me. Because as I've said, it's all about me. And I thought, uh-oh. So we had a mystery here. That are we going to have Brittany Merlot join us or was she not? And then we're waiting. And then
all of a sudden, mystery solved.
And then she pops right up. And that's why people should be looking at the stream. Because they'll see Brittany Merlot pop up and it's... Yay. Number one, I'm very happy that you're here.
Thank you.
I was
Thank
so
you.
Worried about that. And number two, you were just saying it's bright. And yes, it is bright. I mean, obviously, I see your window right next to you, and that sun is just, it is like the sun has blown up outside your home.
It is blaring right now. Full force sun, and I'm loving every moment. We get this today, and we get this tomorrow, and a little bit on Thursday morning, maybe, before that rain and storms arrive, but I'll soak up the sunshine and enjoy this. Yeah, temperatures in the upper 60s, but it's kind of perfect still.
That is perfect. And I have an old boss who loved it when it got into the 80s and the 90s. He had this classic car. He had a convertible. He liked to get out there and enjoy the super hot days. And I said, no. This is truly, again, when you get to the upper 60s, around 70, there's a reason why dome stadiums are always set at 72 degrees. Because that's the ideal temperature. And you're right. I mean, yesterday was a great day. Today and tomorrow look like to be fantastic days as well. And this is around normal for this time of year, correct?
Oh, yeah. These temperatures are where we should be. The 80s, that was extreme and rare and nice for us on Sunday. But yeah, these are about average, upper 60s to mid 70s for us. So bad.
No, it's not at all. But now it's like boring because, I mean, the weekend we had, you know, the Northern Lights, and we've had this, I call it the yo-yo weather. Is there?
Yes.
I know we recently had the eclipse. We had the Northern Lights. Is there anything else? Because I know you keep a close eye on this. Or is it all those phenomena kind of in the rearview mirror for now?
I feel like they pop up every few months. I haven't looked at what's coming next, but there's got to be like some lunar eclipse or something going on, or a partial lunar. Those seem to happen pretty often. But the really rare G5 magnetic storm, unfortunately gone. I don't know when that's going to happen. I have a lot of people asking me, okay, Brittany, so we heard it wasn't since 2003. So when do you think it's going to happen again? When can I go to like Minnesota and see these lights? I'm like, oh, you missed it. I'm sorry.
Do you ever get tired of people asking new questions like that? Or do you just love the fact that you have this knowledge that people really do want to ask you about, whether it's the weather or this different phenomenon, because you do seem to have the answers? I imagine that you can't go to a supermarket where you aren't cornered by a couple of people about one thing or another.
That's so true. And you know what? I honestly love it. I love the questions. I love the conversation. I mean, weather is usually a good conversation starter. It brings people together, you know? So to have the actual answers that these people ask is pretty cool. I mean, I will say sometimes during a big snowstorm, I'll avoid going to Walmart or the grocery store just because it'll take me a lot longer, as I know I get a lot of questions, or even the
why did you fault. Yeah, why did you do this to me?
Yeah.
Like you
that
control
cracks me up,
like
though.
You control the weather. Don't just forecast the weather or report on the weather. You control the weather. No.
I'm almost starting to believe it at this point.
I mean, I know those degrees from meteorology schools are powerful, but they're not that powerful. I mean, come on. But as you said,
I don't know.
as you said, it's great opportunities here today and tomorrow, again, to get out there and really enjoy the weather before you have to bring those umbrellas back out towards the end of the week. What are the details for the weather here for the next few days?
Yeah, absolutely. So mostly sunny today, just a few passing clouds, maybe a bit of haze or wildfire smoke left, but I feel like that's much south of our area now as it moves into Iowa. We have an east-northeast wind today at about 10 miles per hour, so a very calm, seasonal, beautiful day. Tonight we will get clear, and the further north that you live, pay attention to the temperatures, because we are dropping into the upper 30s for Wausau. So Tomahawk area, further north than that, could see a frost overnight. Otherwise, tomorrow, sunny, high pressure still overhead, highs flirting with 70, and then the clouds start to roll in. So by tomorrow night, the clouds push in. Then we're going to stay mostly cloudy to start our day on Thursday. And we're going to get those showers and possibly some thunderstorms, and highs on Thursday into the mid 60s. That'll be the last cool day of the week, because we get pushed into the mid 70s for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday too. But it's going to be an active weekend. We have a bunch of systems that are kind of just draping fronts back and forth across the state. So that's going to fire up a lot of shower and storm chances there for us.
I got to say, I do like those cooler temperatures at night. I still haven't completely tossed away the comforter and the blanket. I'm still Same. Layered. I like having Same. Them. We get to summer, and it's like one little thin sheet of, because it gets so warm.
It's like you still want to be covered.
Yes, exactly. Well, Brittany, thanks again for the information. I'm glad we got you, even if Pat didn't. So, but always appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Thank you, Chad. Bye.
Right now in Wausau, fair skies, 48 degrees, winds out of the northeast at 10 miles per hour. Dew point is 34, relative humidity of 58%. The barometer at 29.93 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Hey, we got a comment from Rob. We're going to tell, and it's about softball. So we're going to wait until after our information update, because I got to remind you that we have softball later today. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Also going to talk about an event. Nancy Stenzel linked me to a Facebook posting, and Katrina Shanklin's a wonderful public servant. And I just think that, I want to kind of mention that as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about voting boxes and voting and the importance of that coming up as well. The time is 8:29. News, weather, and sports coming up next in just mere moments here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. No way, no lessons learned from yesterday. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. But we are not on our video stream anymore. For some reason, it popped off, and I can't say I'm shedding a lot of tears over it, but for those of you that do use our video stream, we're not really sure why, but it just stopped. And we'll see if we can get it back going at some point, but at this point, we're
still here, though.
We're still here, but the video stream just kind of conked out, and wanted to mention that Rob from Tigerton had put out a message right before it conked out, said that, good morning from Tigerton, congratulations to the Tigerton girls softball team winning back-to-back conference championships. So that's
congratulations.
Terrific for the Tigerton Tigers on the girls' softball side. We are to the final full week. Actually, no, the playoffs for some teams begin on Thursday, but basically this is our final full week of regular season action here on Bow Falls Radio. Then starting next week, we focus more on the playoffs. The playoffs begin for our area teams next Tuesday in softball. We cover Wausau West, Marathon, and New McCathic. And then the following week, the baseball playoffs get underway. So, again, we will be very busy with coverage of softball and baseball playoffs. And wrapping up another terrific year of covering high school athletics here on Bow Falls Radio. As I say all the time, so very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. And later this afternoon, we will have high school softball as the Newman Catholic Cardinals play their final regular season game. It is senior day over at Sunnyvale Softball Complex. Cardinals are taking on Phillips. The Phillips Loggers will be on the air from Sunnyvale at 4:35, the first pitch at 4:45. And then the rest of the week, we have plenty of activity as well. On Wednesday, tomorrow, Wausau West softball against Merrill. 3:50 pregame, 4:00 first pitch. Then Thursday, sounds like it could be wet on Thursday, according to Brittany Berlow, but scheduled to have Mosinee at Wausau West in high school softball. 4:20 pregame show. And then finally on Friday, Wausau West Baseball. The Warriors will travel to Chippewa Falls for a twin bill. We'll have doubleheader coverage, 3:20 for the pregame, 3:30 for the first pitch of game one, followed immediately by game two. So again, heading down the stretch of high school sports for the 2023-2024 school year, and Wausau West Marathon and Newman Catholic Sports right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Mentioned as well, yesterday there was a rally held in downtown Wausau at City Hall. It was a perfect day for a rally at City Hall. And folks were rallying for Dropbox voting. And it's been quite the issue over the last number of years. We had Dropbox voting, and then the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2022 banned the Dropboxes in a 4-3 decision. And now we're going to have perhaps another switch, because the state Supreme Court is hearing, they heard yesterday, an opportunity to reverse the state's ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. And again, I want to look at this issue. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I am a citizen of the United States of America. And I think Nancy Stensel, who's been such a friend of the program and the radio station and of civic media, for sending the link here and making sure that I was aware of what was happening yesterday, not just in Wausau, but around the state of Wisconsin. But when you look at this issue, and you look at the issue of voting, because the issue of voting has become something that has been argued, which is amazing in some respects, argued in recent years. And WAOW had a story on this. I was actually, looking at for some of these stories when I got the link from Nancy, and I was searching out information. And WAOW had a story which quoted people on both sides. I hate the term both sides, the both sides-isms. But in this case, I mean, there are folks that are against drop boxes, and I suppose they should be heard as well. Not that I would agree with it, or not that I think that their opinion should ultimately be the law of the state of Wisconsin. But Channel 9 spoke to a man named Tom Martinez, who is a Vietnam veteran. And Martinez told Channel 9, quote, "Doing it for convenience doesn't seem like a good idea. I've got COPD. I'm on oxygen. I make it to vote. Why can't some healthy person?" End quote. I have an answer. I have a response for Mr. Martinez. And number one, good on Tom Martinez, despite his issues, getting out and voting. Because that's what we want. We want everybody voting. We want everybody to have the opportunity to vote. But this idea, and this is an idea that is not just Tom Martinez. This is an idea that's been put forward by lots of conservatives, that somehow there should be hurdles to voting, that if you really want to vote, you should have to fight to vote, that it shouldn't be easy to vote, that people should have to go through a little inconvenience to vote, because then it shows they really want to vote. That is such baloney. We could use stronger language, but I'm going to use the term baloney. Because the idea that it should be made harder to vote, because then it really shows who wants to get out there and vote. You know, it shouldn't be so easy where anybody can just vote. No, this is the basic bedrock of our democracy. This is the basic tenet of making our system work, is the consent of the public. And how do you get the consent of the public? It is through voting. And the idea that somehow the only way to find out if somebody really wants to vote is to make it a little bit harder. That is so ridiculous. And the idea that Mr. Martinez would say, well, if we make it too hard to vote, there's something wrong. I mean, if we make it too easy to vote, there's kind of something wrong with that. It's kind of hard for me to vote, so it should be kind of hard for everybody else to vote. That's not the way it should be at all.
No.
Also, I wanted to mention Katrina Shankland, who is now the state representative for the 71st Assembly District. She is running for Congress, part of a three-way race for the Democratic nomination for the first congressional district, trying to go up against one Derek Van Orden. And I know, and I've actually, you know, we've had on civic media some of the get-togethers of these Democratic candidates, some of the call them joint appearances. And also talking about it quite a bit has been Pat Kreitlow on Up North News. And all three of the folks that are running for this congressional seat to go up against Derek Van Orden are very capable. But it sounds silly for somebody as hosting, we're supposed to be sort of above the fray, but I will say that I'm a big fan of Katrina Shankland. We've had her on this program very, you know, in the early days of the show. She came on very quickly. And as the Democratic representative closest to our area, we have so many Republican representatives, whether it's in the state assembly or the state Senate around here. But Katrina Shanklin is such an impressive figure. And she was at this rally in Wausau yesterday. And she was quoted again by Channel 9, said, "Think about that frontline healthcare hero, a factory worker working a double shift. Many people work 60 to 80 hour weeks. And this will make it much easier for them to cast their ballot in a way that's safe and secure. So that's why we're here supporting ballot drop boxes." And nothing against people that are retired. Nothing against people that have done their duty for many, many years working. But when you become retired, then all of a sudden, you have plenty of time to go out there and vote. You have nothing else on the schedule on that election day. How about the people that are working double shifts? Because frankly, the road that a lot of these conservatives want to take us on is very little and perhaps maybe even no early voting. Hey, if you can't make it on election day, well, that proves that you really don't want to vote hard enough. Going back to the statement we heard from Mr. Martinez earlier. No, it should not be where we have to make it hard on people that are working. Even if you work on a single shift, say you're working 8 to 5. Maybe you have to pick up your kids after 5 o'clock. Maybe you have to, you know, run a bunch of errands that you couldn't do while you were at work. All of a sudden, where it says, well, you can vote from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., well, that window gets a lot narrower with people that have a lot more on their plate. Why should it be limited just to the one day? Why should it be limited to people that have the ability where they don't have as many outside the, you know, outside influences that would keep them away from voting on election day? I vote on election day. I've always voted on election day. I like voting on election day. But that doesn't mean that everybody should have to vote on election day. And again, I go back to the point that the whole system is set upon the consent of the public. And if we get to a point where the percentage just goes down and down and down to ultimately we are a minority, a deep minority of people voting, then all of a sudden, the whole system, the cracks get bigger and bigger and bigger before they completely overwhelm the system completely. So again, this idea that you should have to prove that you really want to vote is ridiculous. And Katrina Shanklin said, you know, all those reasons why that she was there to support ballot box drop boxes. So again, I mean, this idea that somehow you should have to prove how much you want to vote is ridiculous.
Absolutely. I mean, you should want to vote because it's your civic duty.
And also, again,
your responsibility to vote.
And again, it comes down to the point where people, it should be the goal of everybody to get more people voting. That's, I mean, this idea that we should be trying to make it harder is so opposite of what the ultimate goal is. The ultimate goal should be everybody. And I'm saying everybody. I'm saying people that disagree with me. I'm saying that I think we should do everything possible to make sure Chris Conley votes. As much as I probably don't like the way he votes. But at the same time, again, this idea that there are people actually fighting to make it harder to vote, people that are fighting to take away people's ballots, that they're standing there looking for every possible way to have this vote not count in an election. And these folks are so gung-ho on being election observers and then basically putting pressure on the poll workers and making sure that in terms of the, trying to make sure that every possible vote that can be thrown out is thrown out. So, again, yesterday, and not just in Wausau, but throughout the state of Wisconsin, there were folks that were out there to say, hey, we want everybody to vote. We want to make sure everybody in our community, everybody in our state has the opportunity to have their voice be heard, because otherwise the system falls apart. So good on Nancy Stensel, good on everybody else that was out there in terms of putting their voice out there. That's what voting is. It's putting your voice out there. Mm-hmm. You put your voice out there in different ways, and one of the ways is holding these rallies and saying, hey, this is important to us and other people like us in our communities. The time is 8:48. Sunny skies right now. Again, some cloud cover, but still a very pleasant start, around 50 degrees here at our downtown studios in Wausau. More to come. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. The time is 8:51. Again, apologize. Our video stream has gone down this morning. Not sure why. Sometimes things just crash. But fortunately, we're still here on the radio, and we're trying to figure out why that is and hopefully get it back sooner rather than later. If you want to join us, you can give us a call at 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297. If you have thoughts on drop boxes, if you have thoughts on anything else going on in the news, you can either call or text us at that line. So again, write down that number. We would love to have you be part of the show, 715-382-9297, to join us here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some of the same people that have been fighting against drop boxes and trying to make voting harder, one of the key issues that are often brought up by those on the right is crime. They try to scare you that say crime is always rising. Crime is getting worse and worse and worse, even when the numbers say they're not getting worse. And in fact, we got some more evidence of that just in the last day or so right here in Wausau. In fact, the Wausau police have put out their 2023 Wausau police report, and it basically shows everything in terms of the law, in terms of shootings, the parking violations, everything in between, you know, from the most serious to the less serious, what you'd call crimes in Wausau.
Okay.
And guess what? Crime is not rising. In fact, in every area, it is going down. So don't let those who constantly say that crime is getting worse and worse and worse, and that means you have to give up some of your rights. That is not the case at all. In fact, when you look at this Wausau police report, starting on the streets, according to a story on WAOW.com, the traffic citations and warnings all considerably down since 2019. Also, other numbers, the only rise in terms of the numbers were in traffic warnings. So, I mean, so people got warnings. So, again, it's It's a booklet that is available for the public, and I would suggest people take a look at it because, again, when people come out and they're running for office and they're trying to scare you, they will use opinions that are not facts. And so often we hear in recent times where folks, especially on the right, will say, vote for me because crime is out of control and I will be tough on crime. Well, being tough on crime is such an empty phrase. And also, again, when they are pushed on some of these numbers, they'll often say, well, I don't believe those numbers. I just know what I hear, what I think. Well, that's not good enough. So, again, look at the numbers, get the facts, and not just in the areas where you're being told one thing or not another. As we go back to the last segment, talking about voting and the importance of voting and how, the bedrock of our system is on voting and having the people give our elected officials their endorsement. Because without that endorsement, the system, again, falls apart. So as we go into 2024, we are less than 6 months away from the election. As we go into 2024, right now, we need to be more educated than we've been in the past. And I say that to myself and in addition to everybody else. There is way too much where we're just assuming what we're hearing. And I tell people out there right now, don't assume everything that I'm saying is the truth. I will say that I do my darndest to be as fact-based as possible, but I think we all have our shortcomings. But don't assume that anybody, just because they have a microphone in front of them or somebody that writes an article or anything else, is somehow infallible, because that's not the case. It really isn't the case. Education for every one of us is important to be able to have the information you need to truly be able to make the best decision in the ballot box. Because earlier today, and I was mentioned this when I had my segment with Pat Kreitlow on his program earlier today, there was a story on our CBS News at the top of the hour newscast earlier today talking about that a lot of folks believe that Republicans have economic policies that are better for average working people than Democrats. And I'm thinking, based on what? Based on what? I would like to, and again, maybe I'm missing something, but I have not seen policies that have been put forward by Republicans in recent years, recent decades, that have been good for average people. And there have been studies. I talked about a study recently that looked at trickle-down economics, supply-side economics, tax cuts for the wealthy, since it became a major plank in the Republican platform back in the days of Ronald Reagan, when he first became prominent nationally as a presidential candidate in 1976 and then became the president in early 1981. Basically, since then, whether it's been a Republican or a Democrat in office, there's still been a lot of trickle-down theory within our economic policies in this country. But every time that a Republican gets elected, one of the first things they did, whether it was the Reagan administration, the George W. Bush administration, and the Donald Trump administration, in the first year of their presidencies, massive tax cuts that went disproportionately to the wealthy. There's been studies done on this. It has shown that this has not trickled down to the average working people. But yet, we have a lot of people who truly believe that the economic policies of those on the right is better than those on the left. Again, the facts do not bear that out. So again, if you're just out there parroting what you hear on Fox News or Newsmax or One America News or with Chris Conley, you're going to have the wrong information. As we go deeper into 2024, you need to make sure you have the right information. Another hour to go. Coming up in the second hour at 9:35, we'll be talking to Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project here in Wausau. We'll have that and a whole bunch more. An information update is coming up next. News, weather, and sports. And then we'll be back. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We'll keep us together. We can be there forever and ever. Yeah, we can be heroes.
just for one day. What you say, I say.